I live in Hazelhurst, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
I was just talking to Alma Flight Service. I'm a private pilot. I was not flying last night, but I was in my backyard and I saw something a little strange that I called them and asked them if they had any information on it, so they referred me to your number.
Okay, I'd like to hear about it.
I live in Hazelhurst, Georgia, and I was in my backyard. I looked almost due north from Hazelhurst.
Yes.
There was a vertical takeoff object of some kind, went straight up to its altitude, and I've been trying to estimate a little closer to the altitude, 20 to 30,000 feet. It went high enough that it looked like it left a jet vapor trail when it went horizontally south. But it going vertically, it left a trail of smoke like a solid fuel device.
Yes.
And it was a round, lengthwise object. Now, it flew south, kind of west of where I live, and left a vapor trail going right on out of sight. But it went absolutely vertical on its vertical takeoff. Now, I was guessing that it's something like 30 or 35 miles north of Hazelhurst, up in the Vidalia or a little west of Vidalia area, Georgia.
Uh-huh. Okay,
you know
now.
You know what it is?
No, sir, we haven't had any other reports on it. Did this object have a defined shape of any kind?
Well, it looked like a long cylinder-like, and it appeared to have wings on it, small wings, like supersonic, you know, swept-back wings.
Yes.
Again, I looked at it strictly with my eye, that's why I was trying to judge the distance and height. Of course, I don't know what size it was, so it's hard to tell what distance it was. But it was high enough, it was leaving a nice vapor trail as it went south.
And did you watch it until it disappeared from view?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what time did you spot that?
This was around 7:30, quarter of 8, Eastern Daylight Time.
Okay.
This is in the p.m., 1930 to 1945 hours.
Okay. And did this, when this object started to, you say it made a vertical takeoff.
Yeah, absolutely vertical to its altitude, and then turned, leveled off and went south.
Okay, now when it turned and leveled off, was this a sharp turn?
I wouldn't say I watched that part of it too carefully. I watched it on its vertical takeoff, and then I kind of did something else and looked back up, and it turns, and gone south. Now, this is a few seconds in there, almost.
Right, okay.
It appeared to make a sharp turn.
Okay, now, as it went south, did it maintain a straight flight path?
Looked like a level, straight flight path.
Okay. Now, do you have any estimate of size? Can you compare it with anything?
Not really. That's what I was trying to do before I called you. We have a flight instructor that works with us here at SoundLock,
uh-huh.
And he and I were just discussing it, trying to judge from things I could explain to him what it might be. If I had to guess offhand, I'd say it was, and it's purely a guess now, I'd say it was, it's got to be a pretty good size, equivalent to a 727 or something like that, or a little smaller.
Okay.
Now, the wings weren't that big, though.
Uh-huh.
Very small swept wings, it appeared to be. Now, that's, again, not a very good analysis.
Okay. Can you give me any estimate of the distance from you?
Well, the distance from takeoff, I would guess at 30 miles.
Okay.
Now, the vertical altitude to which it climbed, I'm guessing at 25,000 feet.
Uh-huh.
That's purely a guess. And then it went kind of southwest, which is a little west of me. I started to say due south, but it was probably a little bit southwest.
Right, okay.
Looked like it went on into Florida to me.
Okay, did you pick up any sound at all?
No.
Okay.
Never did notice any sound. That was a curious thing about it.
Right, okay. And were you alone at the time, sir?
No. My wife saw the same thing, and one of the neighbors, a little boy, was outside, and I said, hey, have your dad come out and take a look at this. And he came out and saw it as the vapor trail was going south. And still smoke vertically.
Okay, now how long did the smoke or vapor trail remain in the sky? About how long?
I don't know. I'm trying to think now. The vertical trail faded out, I'd say, in 4 or 5 minutes. The vapor trail behind the object was gone in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
As it faded out.
Okay. Wouldn't that be very, very unusual at that altitude for any type of jet vapor trail?
Well, I don't know. All I'm not just talking about, you can get jet vapor trails from 15,000 up.
Depending upon the temperature up there,
depending
right?
on a lot of factors.
Right. Okay.
Now, again, I first was guessing it was a little higher than that, but the fact that I could see the object with the naked eye gave me the indication it was lower than I first judged.
Yes.
So I'm taking hindsight here.
Okay, how are the sky conditions?
Clear.
Clear, okay. All right, sir, where did you get our number again?
From the Flight Service Center in Alma, Georgia.
Okay.
I'm a private pilot, was the reason I called them and see if they had anything on it.
Right.
But a Mr. with the Flight FAA in Douglas, Georgia, or Flight Service Center in Douglas, Alma, Georgia.
Okay. Well, sir, we sure appreciate this again, and we'll check it out, and if we come up with any more information on this, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, well, I didn't think I was reporting an unidentified object when I first asked them about it, but then after I told them what I'd seen, they asked me to call you.
Right.
You're in Washington?
Yes, sir.
Okay, certainly enjoyed talking to you, and I, as I say, I'm kind of curious about what this is. By the way, there's one other factor I ought to mention to you, that when I mentioned this to Wilson, who's a flight instructor, he said that he'd seen what looked like a silo off up in that area, or a, you know, he thought it was something probably government.
Uh-huh.
And said he'd never seen anything, you know, come out of it, but just spotted it on the ground and looked strange to him. Now, he'd never flown directly over it. I've got here if you want to ask him about that.
Okay.
All right. When Mr. First told me about this, immediately I associated it with something that looks like a silo in flying toward Macon, Georgia, from Hazelhurst.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not sure it's a government installation, but from the air, and I've never seen it from the ground.
Right.
From the air, it looks like an area that's enclosed in a pretty heavy chain-link fence. And in the center of it, it looked like some type of silo. So when he mentioned it, I first thought of that. I thought maybe they were testing something in that area.
Yes.
So that's about all I can lend to this thing.
Okay.
Because I didn't see the object.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate that bit of information.
Uh-huh.
All right, sir. Well, thank you again, and thanks for again. And if we get anything on this, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. We'd certainly like to know what it was.
Right.
Thank you a lot, Ian.
Thank you. Bye.